FM 90.3 WJTL with Chris Tomlin at the Cross. Love ran red. It's now 2:33. Coming up later this month, Sidewalk Prophets will be joining us here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center for a concert. Right now, Dave Fry from the band joins us live. So, Dave, how does it feel to once again be on the road and doing concerts in front of people again?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been so much fun just to, you know, be back in front of people and not have to imagine the audience there. We did so many virtual shows over the last year. It was a lot of fun to at least be able to still stay in touch. But man, it doesn't compare to actually hearing people worship and being in it and of it and feeling the Holy Spirit move. It's so awesome to be back at it again.
Are you doing a concert tonight?
We are not doing it tonight. We're doing one tomorrow down in Atlanta. Yeah. But, you know, we're always looking forward to that Pennsylvania whenever we get to go there.
Yes. All the artists tell us that.
Yeah, honestly, man. We love the Pennsylvania folks, man. We had our lead keyboard player was from the Hershey, Pennsylvania area. Mm. Yeah, man. So you can't beat a good Pennsylvania person from Pennsylvania or the food. You know, that's a win-win.
Well, that's true. You got a good point there. I understand a few months ago you became a father of a baby boy. What was that experience like to see your son for the first time?
Well, he's grabbing onto my leg right now, and he's pushing his little car around. It's unbelievable. 16 months old now. 16 months, and time is just gone incredibly fast. But the moment he was born, I'll never forget. I think our nurse was possibly an angel. She laid little William down at his mom and I's feet, and she said, "Isn't it amazing that you already love your son so much? I can see it. But isn't it amazing that God would give us His son so that we can know what this kind of love is?" And I did not expect that. Just moments after I became a father, to hear some deep philosophical truth about my son, but it always resonate there with me. And so, his mom and I consider it a blessing every day we get to hold him and love him and let him know how much Jesus loves him.
Well, congratulations on the new addition to your family. I hope you experience much joy in the process of watching your son grow up.
I think it's a joy. Sorry, it's just like joy and exhaustion. They go hand in hand.
Yes. There is effort involved, isn't there?
Yeah.
This season of COVID has been trying for many of us. I'm wondering how you might have been doing through the season. What were some of the challenges you faced?
Yeah.
What were the opportunities for spiritual growth in your life?
Man, I think more than anything during COVID, what God was really teaching me was to hold on to joy. That's a word that I think a lot of people get confused. C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors. He said that happiness and joy only have one thing in common. When you have them, you want them more. He said, but joy is what we would pick always, because joy is not in our control, and happiness often is. See, joy only comes from the Lord. And I love that thought. There's so many times when I think, if I'm happy, I'm joyful, but that's not the case, man. Sometimes in those hardest days, especially during the pandemic, when I wasn't sure, if we would be able to provide, I'd be able to provide for the family, and wondering, where my help and my hope would come from. And in those days, God always found a way to remind me, even in the stillness of a moment, that He was in control. And that peace, sometimes peace accompanies joy. It doesn't have to be a moment where you jump up and down on a mountain and praise the Lord. Those are wonderful, joyful moments. But sometimes in the middle of the chaos, just that moment of knowing that God's in control brings joy into your heart that you can share, but also people will see it and they'll want what you have.
Yeah, that sounds like a meaningful experience of learning for you during that time.
Yeah.
What would you say goes to the heart of your ministry as a band? What would you say drives you to get up in the morning to do what you do?
Yeah, I think that our mission is to make sure that people feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. There's so many days, especially during the last year and a half, when you feel completely abandoned and alone, Nobody sees you. That sense of community has been fractured and broken. And we as a band have always just aspired to let God move creatively, but also to let people know that they're a part of this great big family of God, that they are part of this community and this joy, like I mentioned before. And so that's the thing, man. And that's why being back on the road has been so great, is you get to feel it. Sometimes when we were doing those virtual shows, we could see it through the Zoom and there'd be a camera in front of us, but to actually be in a church and feeling, feeling the love of others, but also just feeling, like I said, that Holy Spirit moving through the place. More than anything, I felt that going back on the road, people have been hungrier than ever and more excited than ever, not just to hear music, but to just truly worship God and kind of reconnect in that community sense to that great big family of God. And that's what drives our band for sure.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to see the faces of some of our listeners when you head this way. I'm talking with Dave Fry of Sidewall Prophets, coming to Landis Hall, the Junction Center, Sunday, September 26th. And starting time is 7 that evening. It's called the Great Big Family Reunion Tour. Tickets available at JunctionCenterProductions.com. Hey, Dave, many of us have not seen a concert in some time. So if someone has never seen Sidewalk Prophets before, what can they anticipate when seeing you on stage?
I think that a lot of times, people will come in ready to worship, but I hope they're ready to have some fun too. I think that's what our show, definitely we want to rock for Jesus. I think that's important. And I think, hopefully you laugh, you cry, you dance, you sing, and you walk away, like I said, just feeling a part of that great big family of God. And that's what this truly is. It's, concerts are great. Music is wonderful. But it doesn't mean anything without that message and without the love of God permeating through it. And so we hope that people come and they just leave excited about what's next, excited about what God's doing, and feeling like they took another step closer to Jesus, and just ready to sing and dance even more.
We're excited to see you. Looking forward to your appearance here at Junction Center Sunday, September 26th. And once again, that's at 7 in the evening. Tickets are available, JunctionCenterProductions.com for details. As we wrap it up, Dave, could you tell us about the story behind your new song, I Believe It Now?
Sure. That song has been one that's been close to our hearts for a while on our new record, and it really is a song. It was written before the pandemic even started, but man, did it ever kind of minister in the midst of all that. Just a reminder, in the book of Mark, there's a man that brings his son to Jesus, and his son has been inflicted with a demon. And in a moment, Jesus casts the demon out, and the son is healed. And the man says something so profound. He says, "Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief." And later on in the story, Jesus says that in order to cast out these demons, it takes prayer. You have to draw close and pray in order to cast these demons out. And I just feel like we as a country, we as, as Christians, we've been walking through a lot of demon-filled days. Satan has been trying so hard to tear things down and tear us down, that we need a prayer to God. Even in our weakness, when we pray, that strength can just move all the obstacles out of our way. And so that's what this song is. It's simply a prayer that says, "Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief."
All right. We're going to play the song right now on the radio, Sidewalk Prophets. It's I Believe It Now, and it's on FM 90.3 WJTL. Dave, have a blessed day.
Thanks, John.